Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Liberation of Paris, How Eisenhower, De Gaulle, and von Kaltitz Saved the City of Light, by Jean Edward Smith. Read by Fred Sanders.
For Christine. 1. Paris Occupied. Paris has always fascinated me. I could have marched at the head of my troops under the Arc de Triomphe, but I did not want, under any pretext, to inflict this humiliation on the French people after their defeat. I want no obstacle to this Franco-German Entente, which will happen, I am sure. Adolf Hitler, Paris, June 28, 1940. German troops entered Paris in the early morning hours of June 14, 1940. There was no fighting, and no shots were exchanged. French General Maxime Weygand, the army's commander-in-chief, had declared Paris an open city, and it was not defended. On June 10, the French government had fled first to Tours, then to Bordeaux, and the army withdrew shortly afterward. Unlike World War I, in which the French army defended the approaches to Paris successfully in 1914 and again in 1918, this time the army withdrew without a